Barry's our wild thing. He tipped a big win for the Knights last week. It didn't work, unfortunately. And he will be calling game one of round seven of the NRL. And you can hear all the action here tonight from 7 o'clock of Roosters versus Storm. One of our NRL Nation commentators is on the line, Mark Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Morning to you, mate. Do some of the Newcastle players not listen to our radio station because, mate, they didn't get our memo.
No, they didn't get the memo. No, they certainly didn't. Unfortunately. Now, look, a couple of things that have happened. Zach Lomax, he's officially signed, four-year deal with Parramatta getting underway next season. Interesting, he's back in the centres too this week, but lot of Joey Manu is leaving his club, and boy, oh boy, big loss for the Panthers. James Fisher-Harris is off to join the Wars on a four-year deal from next year. Bit of movement?
Certainly is. No, I just look at Lomax. He must be going okay. He's sacrificing about $800,000 over 4 years to go and play in the centres. What happens in a few weeks? He still keeps his form up and he gets picked on the wing. Does he say, oh, I'm not playing on the wing? Regards the other two guys, especially Fisher-Harris, he's a great go forward man, and it's a fantastic pickup for the Warriors. There's like a likey for likey regards with Fanua Blake. He's going to Cronulla, but I said on 360 last night, if he was to leave immediately, the Warriors can win the comp.
Oh, gee whiz, I just knocked my cup of tea over.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You watch yourself.
I did. Quick. We need a bit of help in here. Now, I was talking yesterday about that a number of coaches have been assistant coaches at multiple clubs, David Furness being one of them. Do you think he could be the solution to some of the problems at the Bunnies? Apparently he's going back there as an assistant to Demetrio.
Yeah, I heard about that. When Sam Burgess left and another guy left who was actually doing the fence link, the coach there has been doing the setup of the fence. Mate, he's a coach, so they've got someone in there now dictated to know what they need to do. So, mate, he was a hard taskmaster, good trainer, and disciplined, and I'm sure we'll see better attitude. Now, defence is all about attitude, right? The defence has been crap, and it's all about attitude, and that's got to change. I'm sure it will.
Okay, tonight, game one, you'll be calling it along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane, the Roosters Storm game. The Chooks minus James. Oh, no, he's back, James Tedesco, which is great. And interesting, too, Connor Watson's retained his spot in the halves over returning Sam Walker. An interesting one. Who do you like? Should be a great game, this one.
Yeah, it should be. Also, yeah, look at someone like Joseph. Manu
yep.
Last week ran over 350 metres. He's now told to go at the centre. Does he say to the coach, I'm not playing? Mate, he's going to be a phenomenon in rugby union. Can you imagine the defence or the non-defence, the way he plays?
So, yeah.
Who am I picking tonight? I think home ground advantage, I'll go Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm going Storm. I'm going Melbourne too. Okay, look, just on that... you reckon he'll go well at rugby, Manu?
Mate, have you seen the way he plays?
Yes, I have.
The game of rugby union, they can't defend.
Yeah.
They can't defend. And, no, I think he's going to be an absolute beast. But the thing is, the comp only goes for 16 games. Mate, he'll be back. There'll be some sort of clause in the Roosters contract, and he'll come back even a better player.
Okay. All right, the early game tomorrow, the Dragons take on the Warriors. This is down in Wollongong at Wynn Stadium. The Red V coming off a win against the Tigers. Zach Lomax playing his 100th NRL game. He's back in the centres. Who are you going for, the Dragons or the Warriors?
I think the Warriors, with the news of Fisher-Harris coming, excitement. We'll go to Warriors.
Oh, okay. We're differing on that one. I'm going the Dragons, the home team. The late game tomorrow night, Parramatta take on the Dolphins, and they're playing this game in Darwin. Parramatta coming off a good win, but they're still without Mako Siva, who's failed to earn his recall to the side. I think it's Sean O'Sullivan's been named on the bench for the suspended Anthony Milford. Eels or Dolphins in Darwin? Who are you going for tomorrow night?
warm conditions. They'll be sweating for Australia. We'll go Para.
He's going Para. I'm going Dolphins. Okay, where could be a big... I'm slightly ahead of you. You pipped me, I think, in the tipping last week, but I'm still one up on you. Okay, the 3 o'clock game, the early game on Saturday, the Panthers are taking on the Tigers. This should be a great game, despite no Nathan Cleary for the Penny Peas. Scott Sorensen's back from injury. Luai's been named to play despite his knee complaint. I'm going the Panthers. Who are you going for?
Yeah, Panthers by plenty, 13 plus. I just think also now they'll dig in deep to send Fisher Harris out a winner.
Yeah, all right. Now, the 5:30 game, the Titans take on Manly. It's been played up on the Gold Coast. They're desperate to get their first win of the season after coming pretty close to a victory last week. But I'm going for your old club, Manly.
Yeah, I'll go Manly. I think they're down in troops. I'm just looking forward to the press conference with my good mate, Desi Hasler, just talking in riddles and how many times he can put his fingers through that magnificent hair.
Yeah, but he's... What do you think of coaches having a crack at refs? Adam O'Brien for the Knights normally says nothing, but he was highly critical of the refs, and Des is always critical of refs. What do you think about, coaches at press conference having a crack at the refs?
Well, it's all about passion. It's all about desire. They're doing it. I hate to be a referee. Like, seriously, I blame really the bunker and all these sort of guys. They put these referees in such a predicament. And the thing is, they've probably gone to their bosses saying, can I give them a spray? Because it's going to cost some money.
Now, the late game, Saturday night up at Suncorp Stadium, the Broncos take on the Raiders. Brisbane proved too strong for the Finns last week. Walsh, he was brilliant on his return. He'll be having a repeat performance this week. I'm going for the Broncos. Who do you like, Broncos or Raiders?
Yeah, Raiders have been very, very good, but they've been good at home. We'll see if they can travel. I'll go the Broncos, State of Origin around the corner, players hitting their best.
All right, we agree on that one. The early game, the 2 o'clock game at a Coors Stadium, the Bulldogs take on the Knights. This should be interesting. Kalyn Ponga, he has been named to play despite suffering that hip injury. Fingers crossed he will be okay. Adam Elliott also celebrating his 150th NRL game. And Canterbury were pretty good against the Storm last week, but didn't come away with a win despite a great performance by Addo Carr scoring scoring that hat trick. Bulldogs or the Knights, who do you like?
Yeah, well, the Bulldogs have improved. They've always been great entertainers out wide, but through the middle, they've been flat, but the kick-out's killing it. Newcastle, I caught that game last week, and when Ponga is quiet, they become rollers. So I'm going to go the Bulldogs, sorry.
Going the Bulldogs. No, you're right. I'm going the Knights. And the final game, round 7 of the NRL, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday at PointsBet Stadium, the Sharks take on the Cowboys. Cronulla held off a pretty good Rabbitohs side. It showed a lot more fight last week, but they'll be having to improve on that effort. They've named Samuel Stone, I think he's the 21-year-old, to make his NRL debut on the wing in place of Katoa, who's suspended. Who do you like, the Sharks or the Cowboys?
We got home ground advantage. They've turned the Shark Park into a fortress. The Sharks.
No, I'm going the Cowboys. Boy, oh boy. Well, I could be way in front or way behind after this round. Anyway, good call.
Behind me, boys.
Righto, okay. Well, good calling over the weekend, mate. Good to catch up. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Thursday.
Same to you, mate.
Good on you. Mark Carroll. He'll be calling that game tonight with Joel Kane and Brett Camorley. All the action right here from 7 o'clock of the Roosters Storm game. The other game we're covering is the early one tomorrow from 6 o'clock. Tim Manor, Mark Horro and Warren Smith calling the Dragons Warriors game. Hope your team wins on the weekend. Hope the Knights do anyway.